Well, Jean Gallup followed in her father's footsteps, and I mean that literally. She was one of 90 Canadian descendants of World War II veterans who took a trip to the Netherlands this fall to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the Dutch liberation, an event that was postponed four times due to the pandemic. They walked the historic 60-kilometer route that Canadian troops traveled to liberate the Netherlands. More than 7,600 Canadians died in that eight-month campaign. Jean Gallup joins us in the studio to talk more about this. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Well, thank you for joining us. Tell us a bit more about what this trip was all about.
Well, as you said, following in our father's footsteps, and so my father was in the Netherlands. He was in the third wave that was dropped in at Juno Beach, and then from that moved inland. While he was there, he had one instance when he was... His commanding officer asked him what, you know, if he'd gotten shot or something, and he said, well, no, I don't think so. And he said, well, look at your shirt. There was a hole in his shirt. Mm. And as they investigated more, there was a yellow line from his elbow down to his wrist.
Wow.
Yes, so he did get close, but he did come home.
Oh, wow. I know you and your sister made this trip. You traced the footsteps of your father, Wayne Arnold. What inspired this idea to trace those steps and make this trip?
I can't remember anymore exactly where I got the idea, but it came through, and I grabbed onto it right away. So I went through the four cancellations, and I was definitely going to go this fall.
Yeah, well, that's determination for sure. Well, tell us a bit more about your father and what he was like and where he served exactly.
Well, we know he was in the battle at the Scheldt. Not much else do I know that other than him landing at Juno Beach. He did not talk to any of my family. He did, however, as my son was going through high school and learning about the First or Second World War, and he did talk to him about it and about some tanks and that. I didn't listen a whole bunch. I was usually washing dishes at the time. But, you know, I'd love to get a hold of some of his orders to know more.
Yeah. What was it like for you to know that he was finally opening up to your son about this?
Well, I was really busy at the time. I was glad to hear it, but I was milking cows and looking after my kids and doing the sewing and looking after the stuff when my husband wasn't home.
Sure, yeah.
So I was glad to hear it, but it didn't really sink in until in the last few years.
Mm. So tell us a bit more about what your days were like on this trip. What did your schedule look like?
Well, we'd be getting up. We were staying in, you know, places that could accommodate that many people because it was also the volunteers as well that made this happen that had to be looked after as well. And so we get up, have lunch, get onto a bus that would take us to a location where we would start walking from there. So our walks would start, as I said, when we get off the bus. And quite often we would be walking through a town where the streets had been all shut down, and we've had pipers and drummers lead us in, and we're going through these urban areas. People are coming and watching, waving from the windows, clapping, waving the Canadian flags.
Wow. So the locals, it sounds like they not only knew the significance of what you're doing, but it sounded like they were pretty happy to see you there.
Most certainly, if you just said you were Canadian over there, you could have just about anything they had.
That's incredible. So how much walking were you doing each day?
The first 2 days were the longest. They were 20K each day. And the one day, then the group I was in, we did an extra 3K because we got lost.
Oh, no. How did you find your way back? Were you all right?
Well, no, we had guides with us, and they were phoning back and forth, and then pretty soon somebody come up and told us, no, you got to go this way.
Oh, my gosh. Well, these things can happen, I guess,
yes.
Even with a big group. And I know that part of the trip included meeting royalty, right? Meeting Princess Marguerite of the Netherlands?
Is that yes, correct? Yes.
Wow.
So this was in Apeldoorn, and we had come into town, met at the public square. The town council was there, as well as all kinds of appetizers and drinks for us. Then we collected, again, led by a group of pipers and drummers, and walked out to the castle. Well, not to the castle, to the stables is where they entertained us. So their stables and our stables are not the same thing.
Oh.
And
what do you mean?
Well, they were very fancy stables.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes, because it's all set up to do an awful lot of catering there.
Oh, wow.
And so we were all seated at specific tables, and then Canadian ambassador came and talked to us first, and then Princess Marguerite's husband, Philip, I think his name was, he came and talked to us, and then she come and boot him out of his seat.
And what was she like?
Very, very engaging, very open, very pleasant person to talk to. It wasn't a long talk because she went to a few other tables as well.
But I imagine it was meaningful for her as well, right? Because she has Canadian roots.
Yes, she was born in Ottawa area.
Yeah.
So, and to have that happen, that land was actually declared land of the Netherlands. Mm. And I believe it still is that way. And it's just a very small portion.
So, I mean, it sounds like something that's incredibly meaningful and really a trip of a lifetime. But is there something that stands out for you as the most memorable part of the trip?
The cemeteries.
Yeah.
So every cemetery that we went to, was all Canadian. And they have a program where they're trying to put faces to names so that they have the name of a person there, and then if they had a picture to go into that, they're trying to gather all of that together.
Because I imagine many of those graves are still unmarked. Is that correct?
There's a few, yes.
Wow. I imagine being at that part of it, being at that cemetery for the Canadian soldiers, it just must really make all of this hit home for you and the whole, you know, just all of the meaning of the trip and also the meaning of remembrance, right?
Exactly. And with what we're going on with right now with Russia and Poland, it makes it look like it could happen again if something isn't done soon.
Yeah. What is something from your journey that you'd want to share with the younger generation? What would you want people to take away from what you did on this trip?
That what you have and are learned to expect is not guaranteed.
Well said. Jean Gallup, really great to meet you today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Jean Gallup. She lives just outside of High River. She was one of 90 Canadian descendants of World War II veterans who retraced the route the Canadian troops traveled to liberate the Netherlands to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the Dutch liberation.